Many people like to be patriotic and support our troops. This small town went well above and beyond, helping over 1.5 million soldiers, all with volunteer labor and food. The amazing feat is today's edition of The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Streator, Illinois is a farming community about 100 miles southwest of Chicago. It also lies at the intersection of several rail lines.
The Santa Fe, this was the main route of the Santa Fe from California on to Chicago and on. So there were a lot of troop trains that came through here.
Patricia Breen shares the story from the Streeterland Historical Society. With so many troops passing through town, they wanted to do something for them.
So they started having a canteen. When the train stopped here, they served coffee and sandwiches and was all free to the servicemen.
It began as an idea of a couple of local groups. And soon, this small farming community was supplying not only the food and drinks, but the man and woman power to make the patriotic effort a reality.
They had a lot of men and women's groups that went down there and took care of it for a day at a time. It became pretty famous all over. And the servicemen were very appreciative, wrote a lot of thank yous, and they really did appreciate it, and it was all free.
It's estimated they served a total of 1.5 million servicemen during the war, often 1,000 or more each day. At war's end, and for many decades since, the town has received thank you notes, and some soldiers who actually came back in person to offer their thanks. Today, a statue remembers the efforts of those in Streeter during the war.
It's out by the Santa Fe Depot. That's where it all took place. But it's a nice statue. It shows them, you know, handing coffee to the serviceman.
The depot remains, and the rails still carry freight to and from Chicago. And there, next to the rail line, is a marker remembering the patriotic effort of one small town who simply offered something to drink and eat on the way to and from the front lines. Traveling the countryside in Streeter, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.